रेवदांडा फोर्ट एंड द राइज ऑफ शिवाजी। ड्यूरिंग माई वर्लविंड डे ट्रिप टू अलीबाग वाइल आई विजिटेड अ फ्यू बीचेस द हाईलाइट फॉर मी वॉज माई विजिट टू टू मैग्निफिसेंट फोर्ट्स रेवदांडा एंड कोरलाई। आई विल राइट अबाउट कोरलाई फोर्ट इन माई नेक्स्ट पोस्ट बट आई डेडिकेट दिस पोस्ट टू रेवदांडा फोर्ट एंड टू द राइज ऑफ द फेमस मराठा रूलर शिवाजी। साउथ ऑफ अलीबाग रेवदांडा फोर्ट इज इन रेवदांडा टाउन। दिस कोस्टल टाउन इज ऑन द नॉर्थ बैंक नियर द माउथ ऑफ द रिवर कुंडलिका। ड्यूरिंग द 16th एंड 17th सेंचुरीज रेवदांडा टाउन वॉज कॉल्ड चौल। रेवदांडा फोर्ट हिस्ट्री। The Portuguese built this fort in 1524 CE. In 1636, Shivaji's father, Shahaji, wrote to the Portuguese captain in charge of Chol Fort to allow his family to stay in the fort as they faced a constant threat from the Mughal rulers of Delhi and the Adil Shahi rulers of Bijapur. He mentioned he had custody of the 11-year-old Nizam Shahi ruler and could cede some territory from the Nizam Shahi kingdom to the Portuguese since he was governing the territory in the name of the boy prince. Though Shahaji had friendly relations with the Portuguese, but fearing a backlash from Delhi and Bijapur, the Portuguese did not agree to his request. It is ironic that a couple of decades later, Shahaji's son Shivaji took possession of Chol Revdanda fort and founded the Maratha Navy here. Revdanda Fort and Shivaji. The Portuguese were ruling the sea around the Konkan coast. Any other ruler who had ships had to pay the Portuguese a tax for a permit to ply them and had to abide by certain rules. Shivaji would have none of it. He accessed the Portuguese shipbuilding yards near Basen or Vasai and Thana or Thane and built 20 ships. His declared reason for building those ships was to counter the menace of Siddhi rulers of Janjira. Soon after, he built another 50 ships in Chol or Revdanda. Shivaji was gaining power fast and the Portuguese were now wary of him. His ships would ply without the permit. When the Portuguese seized some of his ships, he also started seizing the trading vessels. At one point, Shivaji's fleet seized 121 trading ships from the Karnataka and Goa ports. Soon, the time came when the Portuguese stopped messing with Shivaji's ships and vice versa. All this while, Shivaji wasn't just building or seizing ships, but had built many forts along the Konkan coast like Vijayadurg, Sindhudurg, Padmadurg, etc. In short, Shivaji moved from strength to strength along the Konkan coast despite the Portuguese rule here. This forced the Portuguese viceroy to write to the King of Portugal that he was afraid of Shivaji's navy. Revdanda Fort today. The glorious chapter of Shivaji's valor may have started here, but today, all that exists of this magnificent heritage treasure is the entrance arch, some parts of the fort wall, and a roofless bell tower in the ruins of a Portuguese church. What has replaced the ancient fortification is the new colonies of Revdanda town. In fact, the locals have built most of the town within the fort walls. Today, Shivaji is a Maratha hero. Mumbai Airport and the UNESCO inscribed railway station in Mumbai are both named after this great warrior king. But if you wish to see where his story began, visit Revdanda Fort. the visit will enrich you. Pin this origin of the Shivaji story.